Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I pray that you are inspired enough to join me here Thursday nights. And for those of you who are using your technology towards your greater good with your phone apps, thank you for doing that. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so very grateful and so very appreciative of your caring to hear that which I'm bringing forward, caring to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly in this now moment. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that I'm all right, I'm so grateful for you. Wouldn't be who I am without you. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a full heart to prayerfully inspire, to motivate, to mentally stimulate your thinking about where we are in this now moment and what is required of us, having been given such a precious gift that is life, that is heartbeat, that is breath, that is legacy and inheritance by virtue of the lineages that we represent. I always am in prayer to become more of all that I am as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, so that I'm able to stimulate and invoke and call forth the more that you each are. As these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is the gift that each of us can celebrate with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And this is what constitutes our wholeness, and it constitutes our harmony and our unity that is already in effect. We each have been gifted life for the express purpose of rejoicing, delighting, celebrating the gift of life and coming into greater and greater degrees of personal integrity in our own authenticity, with the opportunity to use each and every day to call forth and invoke the strength, the truth, the talents, the abilities, the inheritance that we've received through the lineages that we represent. And those gifts are in us. Those gifts are charged in our DNA. Those gifts are to be developed, cultivated, unfolded, so that we are able to give our gifts in our lives. But it requires us to be in a place where we're committed to maturing. And maturing should be that which we have been socialized to do naturally. Maturing should be that which is the path for all beings that are born male or female in the species of Homo sapiens, humanity, humankind. We are here to exalt a full life's urge to unfold in the truth of that which we each are as progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, and whether we have children through our own loins and wombs or not, we are still obligated by virtue of the fact that there is absolute law, absolute order, and that the intelligence that has gifted itself to us has given us these gifts, not so that we can rejoice in our right to be killing ourselves, but to put ourselves in a place, in a space where it matters that we are on point with life itself, doing what all life does, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, rejoicing and walking in harmony with all that is. And it matters that we have a value for what the gift is. It matters that we are reoriented as a result of the miseducational system and the religious training systems that have turned the people into sheeple and have put us in a place and space where we are so confused and so fearful and so doubtful and so faithless and whatnot that we would prefer to follow those who have shown that they really don't know, as opposed to trusting those who do. And being in a place where you're oriented towards the truth so you can recognize the truth when you hear the truth. But where we are now is that people are hearing the truth and they are still following the lie. They're hearing the truth and they're not responding appropriately to the truth. They are not oriented from a place of knowing that they are in need of that which provides them with the opportunity to get some leverage over a world-conquering system that is intended to depopulate, undermine, sow you in vice, so you're disconnected from the line of light that you should have with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. To be in a place and space where you are thinking that your success in life is based upon the jobs that you hold and the position in these companies that you are promoted to and the amount of money that you're generating and the tax bracket that you're in, or how many people know your name and sing your songs or whatever. But we're in a place where, yes, we have many things that we could do, many opportunities, many paths that we could walk. But everything is still about the gift of life and being properly oriented as living beings and not in a place where we are throwing the most precious gift that we've been given, throwing it in the trash, throwing it down the toilets, throwing it everywhere, so that by the end of this life, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years of matriculating upon the class of Earth residency that you did not pass with flying colors because you preferred to choose the way that led to death. And most people are under the illusion that we're supposed to be dying from something. And it is one of the most hideous thoughts that we're supposed to be dying when we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that never dies. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the substance of being and presence and intelligence that has everything in existence, from the stars and the galaxies and the solar systems and all of these worlds and realms and whatnot. There is nowhere where it is not. And we all have so much of it, and the spark of life and light that we are, we should be caring to be blazing as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Why would we be participating in anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating ourselves so that we're dumbed down and stupefied, that we are not able to exalt a full life's urge because we're having too much fun killing ourselves? That's the trick. And so those who are the profiteers, erroneously profiting, they think they can prosper. But the reality of it is that because we are immersed in nothing but absolute law, you understand there is no prosperity that you can have when you work towards the detriment of anyone or anything. There is no prosperity that you can have when you do not have light enough, love enough, commitment enough to take care of yourselves, to honor the intelligence of your own being, to really respect and reverence the reality that your body systems function perfectly by virtue of the design of this infinite and supreme intelligence. You recognize and acknowledge the mechanical functioning of your car, and you respect that more than you respect the divinity of your own being. That's a trick. And we see all of these ones who think that they're so this and they so that, they so cute and they so that, and they just don't have a clue as to what the true essence of their real beauty is. They haven't touched it yet. They're dwelling in vanity. You understand that we have to come to a place and space where we really have a value and a vision for the truth of ourselves and what it looks like and how we would function and how our children and our grandchildren should be in the path of progression, so that our generational wealth is being cultivated and developed and each generation is more dynamic than the last, bringing forward the integrity of that which was the thought that the Creator imbued with that lineage in giving it and gifting them so much of itself. Its talents, its skills, its ability, its ingenuity, its creativity, its genius. There is nothing that we have that is ours. In truth, that is not a gift from the intelligence of existence. And so to get beyond all of the divide and conquer frequencies and energies, then we have to stop identifying ourselves based upon the books that we've read, based upon the curriculums that we've studied, based upon the jobs that we've worked, based upon the people that we have married and slept with and whatnot. We have to come to identify ourselves based on the absolute truth of that which we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence. That is all there is existence itself. You understand? Because when you accept and know that you at this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then you want to hold yourself to a standard of functioning supremely intelligently in any circumstance and situation. And to know that there is no circumstance and situation that should affect you to the degree to which you will kill yourself or anybody else. Or anesthetize yourself, inebriate, intoxicate yourself, violate yourself. You understand, feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manner of artificial colored, artificial flavored, MSG laden, white sugar sweetened, aspartame laden, Splenda, and all of this other stuff that is truly unrecognizable as anything substantive. And this is why we are seeing so many of our family, global family, filled with all manners of toxicity and holding it as excess weight on their body frames. And then people will say, well, I'm big boned. I'm saying, well, your bones may be long, but they're never that thick. That's just the evidence of you eating that which your body, designed by God, does not recognize as food, because that was made by man. And coming to that point in place where we are consistently mindful in acknowledging the intelligence of existence, and know that for whatever the issue may be, whatever the problem may be, whatever, there's always solution. You understand, there's always a right solution, and not a solution that is fit for one something, but the solution that is in the best interest of the whole of us. And so when you are properly oriented towards caring to be whole within yourself, no longer divided within yourself as this individual point of absolute and supreme intelligence, you should be in a place and space where you are exalting a full life's urge. You do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. You stand in the acknowledgement of the divinity of life itself and the reality of being present in sacred space wherever you are. See, the difference that creates the different socioeconomic statuses, the difference in the quality and the integrity of the being is all about the difference in the thought and the care and the discipline and the focus and the faith and the consistency and the persistence. You understand, the path of success, regardless of what you're going to be successful in, is the same. You understand, in order to be successful in becoming who you are is this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, you have to have a commitment to doing that work. To be successful in the music industry, to be successful as a professional golfer, a professional bowler, professional billiard player, professional anything, you have to be committed to doing it, to mastering it, to be able to think about it. You have to understand it. And it's the same in terms of the true success that is needed, where we each are completely committed to unfolding in the fullness of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? So for those who would prefer to be niggas and hoes and pimps and prostitutes and inmates and convicts and Democrats and all Republicans and all of this, and take that as your identity, or atheists or agnostics or whatever, you understand, all of that is temporary based upon what you perceive, what you see, or what you don't see at that time. But your identity as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot be denied. The issue is, will you accept it? Those who have taken responsibility to orient you towards what life is should have taken the responsibility to nurture you and nourish you with real food, that which promotes optimum cellular functioning, as opposed to feeding you the flesh of dead animals in little Gerber baby bottles, jars on the shelf. You understand that we have to come to a point in place where we understand that a system of capitalization where it is not centered from the perspective of being human and knowing that humanity is obligated by the cosmic trust in being to exalt life, to perpetuate life, and the order that is consistent in the fulfillment of law. But when you have governments that ignore that and they allow for the institutionalization of stupidity and criminality and all of that, and then think that they can profit off of it, then you have a bunch of people who are just absolutely insane and stupid, because it's stupid to think that money makes it worthwhile to be killing people. You understand? It's a stupid thought. You understand? It constitutes the error. You understand? It just, it exemplifies the error that there is in thinking, and as opposed to admitting that you are in error as a result of the massive unfoldment of so much sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, suicide, homicide, genocide, incarceration, rape, and all of this, which is the evidence that somebody is not properly aligned in living, because you would not have all of this going on if the people were properly nurtured and nourished as beings directly, as opposed to being commodity and being consumers and being, you know, those who could be marketed to, you understand, and psychologically and behaviorally modified so that they are no longer exalting a full life's urge, that they are no longer doing that which is truly in their own best interest, that they have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to be enslaved to appetites and desires that are not healthy for the progression of their longevity or their clarity or their true maturation and maturity. We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us how we walk in this life. It matters to us how we stand. It matters to us that we have the quality of thought that lays foundation for the progressive unfoldment and the proper orientation for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and all of the other ones that we have responsibility for as them having been gifted to us, not to be able to just poison them. You understand? For McDonald's and Burger King and all of them to tout how many millions and billions of burgers that they've sold, but then they don't want to take responsibility for the millions of babies that they've undermined and children that have been negatively and perversely affected by the onslaught of hormones and chemicals and whatnot that have been saturated in their bodies as a result of them being commercially sublimated to feel as though they have to have this in order to have fun. That they have to be eating fast food hamburgers and french fries and sodas and whatnot in order to have fun. That Happy Meals made with mad cows and pissed off chickens and traumatized fish constitutes a happy meal. And those who advertise this garbage, whether they're progressive marketing geniuses coming out of Spelman and Morehouse and Meharry and Howard or whatever, it doesn't even matter. The issue is that we should have sense enough to be in a place and space where we will apply ourselves wholeheartedly to our Creator in order to be our most successful selves, our most dynamic selves, our most whole and heartfelt, loving, creative, dynamic, masterful, integritous, compassionate, merciful, forgiving, and truly exemplifying the truth of who we are as the children of God. This now moment in which we're living is so potent, it's so auspicious, because we have people all over the world who are tired of being oppressed. And we should really, it should be a frequency and energy now. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but we should be offended by all of the garbage, all of the pollution, all of the sickness, the illness and disease and whatnot. And we should really, as a global reality, just demand that there are no European men who should be governing us when they have already shown that they really do not have a commitment to light. They have no commitment to wisdom. They have no commitment to the wholeness of existence and perpetuating the wholeness of existence. If they had that, then it wouldn't be an issue. But because we've had so many and they continue to exalt their personal agendas, they continue to compromise the good of the people and the good of the earth for their own profit. And for their own auspices, they are not consciously recognizing the duty, obligation, and responsibility, if you will be in leadership, if you will be governing, to do so by virtue of having a proper orientation with the will of existence and the ways of existence and that which is fulfillment in the law that governs existence itself. Money does not justify your wickedness. Money does not justify why it is that you will destroy and pollute the bodies and the hearts and of the people, as well as destroy the integrity of the functioning of the earth for your own selfish gain. And then we should accept you as leadership when you are leading everybody straight to hell in all of this incarceration and all of this bastardization and all of this rape and all of this distortion and dysfunction, because you are murderous and you are liars. And we really have no responsibility, duty, or obligation to accept you as leadership. But it would require us to realize that the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, the cigarette industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, and all of these things that are creating the disease, that these are your businesses. And the people who partake of these things will complain about the ineffectiveness of your service, the ineffectiveness of your policies, how you continue to work against the people, but then they support you with every dime and every dollar that they have because they will buy and support your corporate entities and your corporate deities of death. In order for us to have leverage in this now moment, in order for us to truly do that which is ours to do, we have to stop participating in a political process that has no commitment towards the order of existence, the laws of existence, or that which constitutes the proper realignment and the healing and the wholeness of the people, as well as the sanctity and the sacredness of life and the creatures of this planet. We're in a now moment of eternity where we each have responsibility to raise completely up, where we each have gifts that are ours to give. We each have been so blessed with the legacy that is in our DNA, our inheritance, our heritage, which constitutes the truth of our generational wealth. We each have duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be complicit and complacent with our own genocide, annihilation, and our premature demise. We each have duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full life's urge to care, to be corrected, and to want to be in harmony with the whole of existence and do that which is ours to do on a daily basis to promote optimum cellular functioning through the clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, regeneration, revitalization, so that we stand in the light of the truth of the all that we truly are as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is the only real path of our liberation, the only real way of deliverance and salvation, and that which constitutes our resurrection, where we are doing our due diligence to cleanse the temples of God so that the spirit of the living God, the truth of the living God, the light and wisdom of the living God, and the essences of God can be completely re-enthroned as and harmonized with the spirits that we are within these body temples for the exaltation of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, creativity, self-mastery, and conscious immortality. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency whenever I am speaking, I am so grateful and I am praying that you are always receiving more insight, more support, more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of all that you are. At this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, for we must be able to respond correctly and directly to being in under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness to divide and conquer us, so that being able to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and position where it matters. where it matters to us that we are able to do that which is ours to do on behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all nations and races of people. See, the divide and conquer frequency and energy is wickedness when it really comes down to what the wholeness of that which really secures our salvation, secures our liberation, secures our true success in this place. And to be in a consistent frequency and energy of divisiveness and racism and hatred and white supremacy and all of these other lies and delusions is why we have to come to a point and place where we do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, to have a realization and a revelation and put ourselves in a harmony with the whole of existence itself, knowing that the intelligence of existence is all there is, and it is beginningless, it is endless, it is infinite and eternal, and it has gifted absolutely everything and everyone so much of itself. So when we are unable to respect the rights of other beings to have their lives, when we are not in a place and space where we feel the harmony that we each share in the blessedness of the gift of each and every breath and every beat of our heart, where we feel entitled to beat down and rape and violate and kill other ones, then understand that those ones who have that kind of energy, that kind of attitude, are all under siege. Because it is delusion and illusion to think that you can have success and that you are entitled to be killing yourself. And it's only oneself. You understand? So whether it's the trigger happy policemen or whether it's the judges who are supporting the inherent foundation of wickedness that is a part of these United States of America and part of that which is world government at this time, to marginalize, usurp, capitalize, bastardize, traumatize, victimize. You understand that we have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in doing that which undermines ourselves and ourselves. So where we see devastation upon the planet, then we have to realize that the people were devastated before the devastation showed up. Because what's going on inside begins to be reflected externally. So now we're in a place where we have to take full responsibility for what we're creating and to stop blaming it on this one, that one, and the other one. Because in truth, the absolute one is greater than all of us put together. And there is no power that those who are lawless, those who refuse to love, those who refuse to give, those who refuse to forgive, those who refuse to honor, respect, and reverence life, those who refuse to correct their ways, particularly when they are realizing that they are out of alignment. And it is the suffering, it is the degradation, it is the pain, it is the sickness, illness, and disease that is truly reflective of the reality of not being properly aligned with the absolute laws that govern life. And that's why we must begin to exalt an intensely intentional desire to be whole, to be cleared and cleansed, to be purified and renewed, to be rebirthed and revitalized so that we are able to rejoice in the fullness of our blessedness as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. There is nothing and no one who is greater than it. There are no agendas. There are no plans, no plot, no governments, none who are out of alignment, who have greater power and authority than those of us who would be rightly aligned in exalting that full life's urge and being the vehicles and vessels of the love, the light, the wisdom, the truth, the peace, the poise, and the power of that which we refer to as God, which is about absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligences do not kill themselves. And so those who are influenced or negatively impacted by the failures to respond correctly and directly to what is need
have been undermining themselves the entire time. And this is why it's necessary for us to understand that we have not been given a proper understanding, and orientation as to what life upon the planet really is about. And if we had been supported by religion and the churches and the educational institutions and our socialization and government, had we been supported in knowing that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, our duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, is to exalt life. We are the ones, by cosmic trust, entrusted with the care of cultivating our generational wealth and the exaltation and conscious unfoldment of our lineages. Our duty and obligation to exalt the intelligence of existence and to know that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it did not put us here to just be suffering and eating ourselves to death, working ourselves to death, screwing ourselves to death, and dying, period. We should not be dying at all. Death is the wages of sinful living. Living outside or without regard or respect or reverence or obedience and obeyance unto that which is love, that which is law, that which is wholeness, and doing things that undermine yourselves and other ones in the eating of the flesh of dead animals. This is the primary violation that is charged on the blood and the bloodstreams and the spirits of so many ones. And where you have those who have been feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, MSG, and all of this chemicals, all of this garbage, all of this behavior modifying substances and whatnot, then you and they are not able to really recognize who has your own best interests at heart. Because now we're dependent upon the politicians. You're dependent upon the pastors. You're dependent upon everybody but yourself. And that which you should be doing for yourself, you feel entitled not to do it. And that's a program. And so I'm the one to remind us that at no time will you ever have anything greater than who and what you already are, but naked. At no time are you in a place where your theories and opinions and your beliefs will give you greater leverage than your commitment to absolute truth. There is no time and no place where your commitments to a belief system will give you a greater leverage than your commitment to being completely aligned with absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and to affirm the reality of your being as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. That all of that divide and conquer where we are looking at ourselves, identifying ourselves based upon what we've read, based upon what we've studied, based upon who we follow, based upon all of these arbitrary temporal corporal things. And when you leave the planet, none of those things have truly provided you the substance and the quality of being that is essential for preparing you for your eternal journey, for being able to leave the earth as a resurrected being, being able to leave the earth as a conscious immortal, being able to leave the earth, having graduated the class of earth residency with flying colors. None of the programming, none of the institutionalization, none of what we have received already has properly prepared us for being truly successful in this life. Success in capitalism is not success in life. Success at having all manners of sex over here and sex with this one and that one and just being lawless and dissipating your life force is no success at all. Not learning how to master yourself, control yourself, be in a place where you can take responsibility for the quality of thought that you're thinking and allow that thought to be that which feeds you, that which charges you, that which inspires you and spurs you forward to being realigned in the integrity of your own authenticity as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You have to reach for yourself. Because these people are trying to make sure that you have been sown in vice, that you are disconnected from your direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. And if the only thing that you are working for is to pay bills and to make another dollar, then no, you have already missed the point. And if you have been feeding off of all of this violation in terms of the alcohol and tobacco and the candy and the sugar and the artificial colors and all these chemicals and the flesh of rotting pigs and turkeys and chickens and crayfish and lobster and crab and shrimp and mussel and oysters and sushi, all of this garbage rotting in your temple, then know that the cancer is already there. The disease is already there. And if you are not in a place where you are being, where you are incapacitated or you are in pain or you are suffering, then know that it's coming unless you begin to do something about it. There is no way that we can watch all of our family members, all of these other ones, just dropping dead right and left from all of this stuff, the aneurysms, the strokes, the heart attacks, the MS, all of the complications from obesity and diabetes and having their limbs and whatnot amputated and all of these things. And for us not to think that there is something wrong, there is something seriously wrong with this picture. And it's the people who are wrong themselves, wrong being out of alignment with the purposes of existence, wrong being in a place where we should know, the least of what we should know is how to feed ourselves, how to cleanse ourselves, how to heal ourselves, how to be in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves. We should at least have that. As opposed to feeling that our matriculation in all of these curriculums of marketing and advertising and psychology and psychiatry and medicine and all of these things, we have been educated to be able to participate as part of the profit reekers of the detriment and the degradation of the wealth of the people. All of those who are in those professings, you understand, professing to do this, professing, and nobody has a dang on clue as to what the purposes of being upon the planet are, other than to have as much fun, make as much money, do whatever the hell you want to do. That is not life, and that is not the purposes of our being here. And to truly mature is to really care. You understand? See, as long as you're adulterated, you'll keep saying, well, shoot, I got to die something. I might as well enjoy myself. So you enjoy defiling yourself. You enjoy defiling the gifts that God has given you. You enjoy wasting yourself, spewing yourself, violating yourself. And the violation that you are creating for yourself is magnetizing you to others who will violate you also. Life is absolutely divine. It is perfect. The laws function perfectly. We are upheld by an intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It does not need books to communicate with us. And all of the books that have been written by all of the ones who had the thought to write, many of them are non-essentials for what we should have an inner standing, an understanding, and a resolute standing with in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. So it is only by virtue of our individual care to be in absolute truth that leads us to the books that will allow us to really cultivate more of what we should know and the inspiration that we should have in order to become disciplined in the ways of living, disciplined in the ways of thinking, disciplined in the ways of being, our being all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence is the only way to really have leverage over a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, our caring to exalt a full life's urge and stand to the glory of the legacy of the lineages that we represent is the thing that gives us a leverage and gives us a purpose that is beyond just being wicked, divisive within ourselves. And upon ourselves directly, we are in a now moment that requires us to care, to rise, and the resurrection requires us to be completely cleared of our violations. To be forgiving, forgiving ourselves as well as all others, to stand harmonious with life itself. Because where we will properly align ourselves, where we will properly attune ourselves, where we will properly consecrate these body temples so that the Spirit of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God is completely re-enthroned in its temples. And all of the polished wood, metal, and stone, all of the mosque, all of the churches, all of those fabulous places that people go to worship mean absolutely nothing, where the people have no value for the functioning of their own bodies and their own bloodstreams. And the lie that the flesh is weak, no, the flesh is weak when the spirit has been defiled, when the blood has been defiled. Otherwise, the flesh is as divine as the spirit is. And no man created it. No man designed it. No matter where we are, upon the planet or beyond the planet, we are always in sacred space. No matter what we do, who's signing our paychecks, what we've studied, we are still always obligated to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to being whole, spirit, body, heart, mind, lives, and souls. We are under the auspices of absolute light, absolute love, and absolute purpose in being, to be purpose and to realize the real eye that sees truly through every eye, so that we exalt a full life's urge to honor life, to reverence life, to understand that without the love and the reverence and the appreciation and the gratitude that you're going into a physical place to worship means absolutely nothing. If you cannot respect the divinity of your own being and the divinity of all being. This now moment in which we're living, you literally are laying foundation for how you're leaving. And if you are still committed to feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and crocodile and ostriches and whatever, because people all over the world eat all kinds of things. You understand, those of us within the United States, we have been pretty much limited to certain things. Even those who will go out and get roadkill and take that home. Some people are doing that because they realize how bastardized the whole meat industry is, but they still have a taste for flesh. Now we've got this frequency and energy. It's like flesh by any means necessary. They're trying to grow flesh in the petri dishes. You understand? Everything to continue to feed off the flesh of somebody dead. You understand? And the issue is, it's not even about how the animal grazed or what it ate. It's not even about how the animal was killed. The issue is that we were told not to kill. Because killing is the primary violation of the first law of existence. There is no way to properly love God, love that which beats our hearts and breathes us, love our mother, father, creator, God, the Lord, the law, with our whole body, heart, mind, life, with our whole might, and then love killing, and then feeding and eating off the flesh of that which has been killed. And be employed to be the ones who are killing these beings. Bastardizing them, usurping them, castrating, violating them, and then slaughtering them, and then serving their body parts to children as happy meals. You're in a now moment where you get a chance to see and to have an understanding and understanding that you cannot have a whole living when you do not practice wholeness. And there is no way for any number of people, particularly masses of people, to truly be continued in existence where they have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. There is no way that they can enjoy the blessedness of living when they have no real value for the laws that govern them, where they have no care to be in obedience and obeyance unto that which is truly in their best interests. There is no way that they can live without sickness, illness, dis-ease, disorders, dysfunction, dissatisfaction, degradation, stupefaction, inebriation, and all of this when they are consistently justifying their own sinfulness and giving their power, their time, their attention, their money, their energy, their talents to the forces of divisiveness, the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. There are going to be a lot more funerals coming soon, yours to be included, if you will not do anything differently. And if you feel justified where you got to die from something, then why would you want it to be the fact that you're killing yourself? And they say suicide is the number one sin. You understand? So we have killing, the killing of other ones. That is the primary law of violation, and then killing yourself. And all death is suicide when we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. And it is the consciousness of the being that dwells in the body that permeates the consciousness upon every fiber of the body itself. So when you are very much aware and knowing that you at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, when every fiber of your being is completely resonant in the frequency of the truth that I am that I am, when you are in a place where you will open up your heart and lift up your voice and claim your truth as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then every atom and every cell of your being has the opportunity to resonate with that. And when you are doing the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, becoming reconstituted in the water so that the water as an intelligence of existence is really upholding and bringing forward the fullness of what it is you are infusing upon the cells of your being. You cannot continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and then think that you praying over it is going to absolve you from the violation of it. Your prayers could not be that powerful because you have been disobedient the entire time. Our prayers begin to be powerful through the reality of our obedience and our obeyance and our realignment with the truth of who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And when we have the desire to be in alignment with it, to be these points of it, to stand in our own integrity, in our own authenticity, to the glory of life itself, to the glory of the lineages that we represent, then your prayers may have some power. But as long as you are filled with all of this garbage from rotting carcasses and alcohol and tobacco and aborted fetuses and all of this gunk, understand that you are in death. And you need to raise completely up because it is not the way that we honor and glorify our Creator. It is not the way in which we should honor and glorify life is to serve death and to exalt death and to feel entitled to be dying. And if you will not do that which is necessary for yourself, then know that you are not doing what is necessary for your children. And there truly is no greater work for where we are right now than doing the inner work of becoming the ones that we are and laying foundation and create a greater being. So whatever jobs you have, whatever amount of applause from masses of dying people, whatever else you are applying yourself to, it will never, ever prosper you to the degree to which you will be prospered when you take the time to realize duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine yourself, to consciously care, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you walk in the glory of the intelligence that you are on behalf of all of the other ones who sacrificed and were sacrificed so that we have the opportunity to have a greater access to all of what we have access to. We are the beneficiaries of the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth and the creativity and the ingenuity and the service and the labor and all of what we have inherited. And you should be in a place where you will not dishonor your Creator or the legacy of the lineages that you represent in dwelling in anesthetization, inebriation, stupefaction, stupidity, and all of this other stuff that will get you killed and have you dead. And you will not realize how long you will be dead. So why continue to support that frequency and energy that does not honor the gift that you've been given? You're in a now moment of eternity where you have the opportunity to choose life, to stand on behalf of life, to be completely filled to overflowing with life, life everlasting, life regeneratively, life abundantly, and life eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.